ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, no, Chapter 11, Chapter 10, Chapter 11, text number 4, huh? It's marked on 3. Bala Uchur Ananeti Tiryagatam Ulukalam Vikarsata Madhyagina Purusa Api Achakshmali Achakshmahi Alaha. All the other boys Uchu said, Anena, by him, Krishna, Iti, thus, Tiryak, crosswise, Gatam, which had become, Ulukalam, the wooden mortar, Vikarshata, by Krishna, who was dragging, Madhyagena, going between the trees, Purusau, two beautiful persons, Api, also, Achakshmahi, we have seen with our own eyes. Translation: then all the cowherd boys said, it is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar, and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our very own eyes. Translation, please repeat. Then all the cowherd boys said, it is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar, and the two trees fell down. After this, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's playmates wanted to inform Krishna's father of the exact situation by explaining that not only did the trees break, but out of the broken trees came two beautiful men. All these things happened, they said. We have seen them with our own eyes. Bala uchuraneneti tiryagatam ulukalam vikarshata majagena purusavapya chakshmahi. Then all the cowherd boys said, It is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Then Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tirati Svabarandhigam Haradanaschanandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmanim Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Thruvyastha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. So I born in the darkest of ignorance, my eyes closed up, but my spiritual masters open my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge if I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So we're coming to the very close of the Damodar Leela. This is a very special Leela. In fact, we have one whole month just dedicated to this Leela. We sing Damodar Ashtakam and remember this Leela. It's a very important Leela. Because somehow or other, Mother Yasoda was able to tie up Krishna. And we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I have no beginning, I have no middle, I have no end. How will you tie such a thing up? How will you tie such a thing up? Mother Yasoda brought so many ropes and still she couldn't tie. Then finally she tied because of her love. Krishna can be tied up with love. And that knot was tied by Mother Yasoda, who's in maternal ras. There's five main rasas. And Mother Yasoda's in, what do you call it? Vatsalya ras. So, with her Vatsalya ras, she was able to tie up Krishna. Even the cowboys, they were unable to untie that knot. Because that knot was tied with Vatsalya ras. And cowherd boys are in Sakiras. So Rupa Goswami gives an explanation of all the rasas. Of course, whatever ras you're in, you're completely satisfied in that ras. But still, there's gradations between the rasas. And Sakiras, you feel have the feeling of being equal to the Supreme Lord. First, there's Shantaras, where one just feels himself awed by the Supreme Personality of God. He doesn't do anything, simply in awe. Maybe a little tendency toward impersonalism, toward the Brahma Jyoti. But then there's Dasiras. Dasiras thinks, Krishna is so great, I should serve. I meant to serve. So we have Dasiras, like Krishna in Braj, he has so many servants in the house. In Mathura, so many servants are there. In Dwarka, also Daruka is there, Krishna's chariot driver. Doing some service. Of course, the emblem of service is Hanuman for Lord Ramachandra. Then there's Sakyaras. The servant one feels that he's superior, I'm inferior, I should serve him. But Sakyaras one feels equal. The cowboys are wrestling with Krishna, sometimes arguing with Krishna. Sometimes they climb on the shoulders. Can you imagine climbing on the shoulders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? As you climb on the shoulders, that means your feet will touch the body. The feet of the cowboys are touching the body of the Lord. But they're feeling themselves, you and I are equal. They fight together, they have wrestling matches. Sometimes Krishna wins, sometimes Krishna loses. Krishna can never lose, he's Ajit. But still he loses. But this Vatsalya Ras, one feels himself superior. Mother Yasoda says, you naughty boy, she's chastising. Before, Krishna never got chastised by Mother Yasoda. All the pastimes, Mother Yasoda was... they would accuse him of stealing, she just wouldn't believe it. She would look at his smiling face and, how can this sweet, innocent little boy be stealing something? She wouldn't believe it. So Krishna was feeling some lacking. Because in Vatsalya Ras there must be chastisement. What is the fun of having a mother and father if they don't chastise you sometime? So Krishna invented this lila, Adamara lila, where Mother Yasoda became angry with him. Not only chastised, and she tied him up. And of course, the highest, of course, is a Madhurya Ras, where the devotee thinks Krishna is mine. So this Vatsalya Ras, this is very strong. So we saw even the cowherd boys, they were unable to untie Krishna. It was Nanda Baba, he's in Vatsalya Ras, he merely untied that knot. So you hear everybody asking, what happened, what happened? And the boy suddenly said, well, he pulled the grinding mortar, he went between the two trees, the grinding mortar went crosswise. Tiryak. This is a nice word. Tiryakatam. Grinding mortar went crosswise. And he pulled it. Actually, some of the acharyas have described that Krishna didn't actually even have to tug. He just put one foot on one tree, one foot just by the touch of his lotus feet. We know Krishna's lotus feet award liberation. They were liberated from this body of trees. This Nalakuvir Managri. We just heard this whole pastime. These shiny, so the cowboys, these shining men came out, they said some things to Krishna, then they went away. We saw it with our own eyes. Achakshu means eye, so achakshmahi, with our own eyes. We saw it. Yeah, it happened like that. And coward men, they can't believe. What is this? How is it possible? Maybe these children speak, no, they're just children. There's a big argument going on. Maybe they're just children. They don't know what they're talking about. And some people, no, maybe so many things have happened, so many incidents have happened around Krishna, so maybe it's true. Maybe he didn't knock these trees down. And this was totally astonishing. Because these are big, huge Arjun trees. I went to Mauritius, and this pastime became more sweet in Mauritius. Because Mauritius is a little island off of the coast of Africa, obviously off the coast of Madagascar. 40 kilometers wide and 60 kilometers long. That's the whole country. Probably the size of Delhi. Whole country. Because in the middle of the ocean, sometimes tufans come. Sometimes up to 250 kilometer per hour winds come. Everything is flattened. A very difficult time. All the crops, everything is just destroyed. One GBC won't mention, I don't want a place like this under my zone. So, everything's flattened. But you'll see along many of the roads in Mauritius, old, old, ancient Arjun trees on both sides of the road. Old, old Arjun trees on both sides of the road. And they're old. They've been there for a long time. They've seen many tufans. But they have a very heavy root system. They have what I call rocket fin roots. You know, they come up from the sides. Just like the banyan tree, the roots come down from above. Out of the side of the trunk, they come these like rocket fins. Although they're crooked like this. Very heavy root system. They're not, 250-kilometer-hour winds don't knock them over. And Damodar knocked over too. Now these type of trees. This pastime became more sweet when I went to Mauritius. It became more sweet. He knocked over two. So everyone's discussing Nanda Babu, he took Lala home. He fed him some milk and put him to rest. And Krishna said, Baba, tell a story, tell a story. He said, no, you take rest. No, no, I won't take rest till you tell a story. Okay, Lala. One time there was a very demoniac king named Hiranyakashipu. And even though he was a demon, by the blessings of Narad Muni, his son was a great devotee of the Lord, Prahlad. And Hiranyakashipu sent Prahlad to school to train him up like a demon, but he was instead, he was teaching all the students how to chant Hare Krishna. And they all went to complain to Hiranyakashipu. This Krishna, this, what is this? This Vishnu is our enemy. So he asked Prahlad, what is the best thing you learned in school? He took Prahlad one day, I'll check him out. He told him, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu. What? Vishnu is our enemy. Why should you do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu? You do Shravanam, Kirtanam, me. And he became furious. He became serious. Anger is such a thing. He even forgot his family relation. He's the son. He became so angry, he tried to kill him in so many ways. He threw him from a mountain. All the rocks became soft. He threw, put him in a pot of oil, the oil, boiling oil. The oil became cool. He put him in a pen of snakes. All the snakes didn't bother him. Jai, Sri, Sri. Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Samson, like Devi Sahib. Demons tried to attack him. All their weapons turned around and attacked them. He tried to have him trampled by an elephant. The elephant picked him up, put him on his back, and took him for a victory ride. Finally, Hiranyakashipu was so furious. He said, Prahlad, where do you get your power? And Prahlad said, well, from Vishnu, same place you get your power. What? What do you mean I get my power from Vishnu? And you get your power from Vishnu? Where is this Vishnu? Well, Baba, this Vishnu is everywhere. He's everywhere? Yes, Baba, he's everywhere. Is he here? Is he here? Is he here? Is he in this pillar? Yes, Baba, Vishnu's everywhere. I'll show you your Vishnu. And he whipped out his sword and he smashed the pillar into smithereens. And Lala jumped on his bed and went, rah! And pulled, pretended to pull Hiranyakashipu in his lap and perform some surgery. And Nanda Baba said, where did he hear this story? I never told this story before. How does he know the end? How does he know the end of this story? I never told him before. Okay, Lala, you take rest. Like that. So this is very, very sweet Leela that we like to meditate the whole month of Kartik. The whole month has become known as Damodar month. And this is a pivotal Leela. After this, there's only one more Leela in Gokul. This is the second to the last Leela in Gokul. Because after this, Nanda Baba will call a Betak. Just like you know, everybody tells you in Hindi, Beto, 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 sit down. So Betak is a place where you sit and have meetings. And he decided that this place, Gokul, is not safe. We should go to Vrindavan. We should go the other side of the Jamuna to Vrindavan. So this is a very pivotal Leela. This is the end, practically the end. Only one more pastime. Only one more pastime before they pack up everything and move to Vrindavan across the Jamuna. So this is a very pivotal. This is the last one of the, there's only one more Leela left in Gokul. And then everything shifts across the Jamuna. And what is that Leela? One time in Mathura, there was a very, 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 very low caste lady. And she lost her husband in her youth. No one to take care of her. So she used to go to the wholesale markets and get some fruit. And she'd get some old trees or some banana trees, somehow or other. She'd make a little boat, get to the other side of the Jamuna and go village to village with her basket on her head, selling her fruits. Just like we hear in the train, when we're going on the train. Kela, kela, banana, sep, sep, apple, apple. So she was going, mango, mango, sep, sep, apple, apple, like this. She was, kela, kela, banana. Who will come and take my fruits? And while she wandered from village to village on the other side of Jamuna, she kept hearing that there's one villager named Nanda Maharaj who has this wonderful son. And the more she heard about the son, the more she became attracted. Every day she would fill up her basket, she'd get across the Jamuna somehow or another, and she would wander through the villages, calling out the names of her fruits. Kela, kela, banana, apple, apple, save, save. Who will come and take my wonderful fruits? And the villagers would tell her about this wonderful boy who was so attractive and did so many wonderful pastimes. She became so attracted just by hearing. How? By hearing. She didn't see Krishna, she just heard about Krishna. Therefore, this hearing is such an important process. Therefore, every morning, at least for 1 hour, we hear about Krishna in this Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada made a very special program for us. We used to call it the ISKCON sandwich. In the morning Bhagavatam, we hear that's things about Krishna. In the evening Bhagavad Gita, the things spoken by Krishna. And in between his service, ISKCON sandwich. Just by hearing. If we brought you all here just to hear about Krishna. In fact, she became so attracted to hearing about this boy that instead of chanting the names of her fruit, she was calling out the names of Krishna. Bilva Mangala Thakur has a very beautiful song, Govinda Dharma Damodar Stotra, and it talks about how the fruit lady, gopis, became so attracted, she was calling out the names of Krishna instead of her fruits. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti,
Govind Damodar Madhavati.
She thought she was calling out the names of her fruit. She's calling out the names of Krishna. But somehow she never came to that village. One day, she thought she became so attracted just by hearing. That's why Prabhupada emphasizes hearing. Mahaprabhu has emphasized this hearing. I heard in one lecture Prabhupada was saying, you just go on hearing about Krishna, even you don't practice. This was not to glorify not practicing. This was meant to glorify the process of hearing. Because if you don't practice what you're hearing, then very gradually you'll go away and you won't go on hearing about Krishna. It doesn't work that I'll just hear and I'll do all nonsense all day long. But Prabhupada said, even without practicing, just by hearing. It's like this poor fruit lady. She didn't have any sadhana or anything, morning program. She was just hearing about Krishna. She became so attracted, she thought, what is the use of my life? What is the use of my life? If I can't see this boy, then what is the use of my life? Just like many of us, we were much lower level, but we were frustrated in this material world. And we were thinking, what is the use of this? Is it all just a nameless game? We're just here, we eat and sleep and mate and defend and die, and that's it. No meaning? Or is there some meaning behind it? Some of us became so desperate. We were thinking, if I don't find out what the purpose of life, why did it go on with this game? Some of us were feeling like that. Why did we go on with this game? Then Srila Prabhupada came into our lives. So she's also thinking, what is the use of this life? I'm going to give up my life if I don't see this boy. Just by hearing, she became so attracted. She was thinking, life is the most dear thing to us. We cling on to the very last. But she's thinking, if I don't see this boy, I'm going to give up my life. This hearing is so powerful. So one day she got some old banana trees and lashed them together. She got across the Jamuna. By chance she came to the village of Gokul. And she was going along. She thought she was calling out the names of her fruit. She was calling out the names of Krishna. Govinda Damodar Madhavati. Govinda Damodar Madhavati. Govinda Damodar Madhavati. Govinda Damodar Madhavati. Little Krishna was in the palace. He heard this fruit lady. So immediately he had seen that Nanda Baba didn't use money, he bartered. In fact, I read an article that this idea of money is only about 2,000 years old. Previously we depended on one another and we traded. It helped one another. Now we've been invented money. If I got money, to hell with you. We don't care about anyone. As we saw this money griva and Hadnaila Kuvera. They became so puffed up. They didn't even care. Narad Muni came. Oh, these stupid Hare Krishnas came. Didn't even get dressed. So previously we traded. So Lala, he saw Nanda Baba didn't use money. He went, he traded things. So he went to the grain bin. He put his little tiny hand in the grain bin. and he grabs some grains. And he's just a little boy. He's not very expert in carrying. So grains were falling here and there. Bing, 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 bing. Grains were falling into here and there. When he got to the front door of the palace, that fruit lady saw this boy. And then she realizes, this is that boy. This is that boy. And she says, Lala, what do you want? He says, some fruits. What do you have? And he opened his little tiny hand. Only a few little grains were left. They'd all fallen out. He's a little boy. He doesn't know how to carry properly. And she looked at this few little grains in his palm. She said, Lala, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Lala. Then she sat down. She put her basket down and she sat down. And she said, just do one thing. You sit here in my lap. You look into my eyes and say, Maya. And little Krishna, he looked down the street. He looked up the street. He looked all around. Of course, we know Krishna doesn't care about the caste or creed or anything of his devotees. But still, he's playing the son of the king of Braj, Ananda Maharaj. What will happen if people see him in this low caste lady's lap? So he looked down the street. He looked up the street. He looked all around. Then he crawled into her lap. He looked into her eyes and said, Maya. And then he jumped out. That lady was just seeing those two beautiful lotus petal eyes with so much love saying, Maya. She filled up his arms with fruit. So much fruit he couldn't carry. She was just piling his arms with fruit. Last thing she saw, this little boy, he can't walk properly, so he's waddling a little bit and trying to balance all these fruits and walking into the past. That was the last thing she saw. And she put her basket on top of her head and she wandered down to the Jamuna. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. When she got to the Jamuna, she said, boy, this basket is heavy, it should be empty. And she pulled it down and she looked inside. There was gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, unlimited wealth. She was just looking at this basket. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Unlimited wealth. Just like Sureshwari, he gave that interesting class the other day. The king said, we're going to get darshan of Lord Vishnu in the evening. You have to come. And suddenly he began raining gold coins from the sky. He said, oh, wait a minute. Wait, I'll just pick up some gold. Let me go back to my house, get a bag, you pick up some gold coins. You know, it's like that. Even for devotees, we think we want to give up everything, but if something unlimited wealth is put in front of our eyes, our eyes get go crazy. And what did she do? She looked at all this wealth. She was so attracted to Krishna. She just threw that basket in Jamuna. What is the use of all this wealth? What will we do? But she was so attracted. She says, what is the use of all this wealth? She threw that basket in the Jamuna. And she began wandering on the banks, dancing like a mad woman. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Just dancing like a mad woman. Complete abandon. In fact, she was never seen again. Somebody found the body and put it to the fire. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So maybe one day we'll hear and chant about Krishna, we'll chant Krishna's name with so much love like this lady, that Krishna will also come and see us. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. This was the last pastime of Gokul. After this, Nanda Maharaj, they called a meeting. All the coward men, they began to discuss how this place was unsafe. Finally, these two huge trees, nobody can imagine why these trees fell down. They said, we should go back to the other side of the Jamuna. Because originally they were on the other side of the Jamuna. But Keshi and other demons bothered there, so they moved to Gokul. They thought, well, actually we should go back. Here's more disturbance. So they took all the women and all their household belongings and packed them up in a Dodge van. No. Packed them up in a bullock cart. We didn't have all these nasty cars before. We used to have bullock carts. Very nice mode of transfer. Very soft and sweet mode of transfer. And you'll never see a bullock cart wrapped around a tree. Sometimes, in fact, it was an Arjun tree, one of our Sankirtan vans that was going to Mathura for something, I can't remember. It wrapped around a tree and the Chatika road. Those Arjun trees to have the mark on it. That you'll never see with a bullock cart. They put all the women and children and belongings on the bullock carts, and then all the cows around. And then all the coward men walking along with their bows and arrows. And these are not ordinary bullock carts like we see today. These are beautiful bullock carts. With canopies to shade them from the sun. Beautiful embroidered canopies with laces of pearls all around like this. And Krishna and Balaram were sitting with Yasoda and Rohini on one bullock cart going along. And all different colored canopies. It looked like another river was coming down to join the Jamuna. Another special river, another Sangam was there. And Krishna was sitting there in the lap of his mother Yasoda. And he said, Oh Maya, what is this tree which got a beard? What is this tree which got a beard? Ye kahanki pair, jis ki daadi hai Maya. And mother Yasoda looked and said, oh Lala, this is banyan tree. You seen the banyan tree, you know, he has so many roots hanging down just like beard. They went along and then Lala said, Oh Maya, what's this tree whose leaf has got a tail?
ये खाएं की पेड़ किसी पाटे की पूंछ ही मैया. And Mother Yasoda looked and said, oh, Lala, this is peepal tree. Just like we have a great big one in front of Prabhupada Samadhi. And you see the leaf. It's shaped like a heart. It comes down to a little poonch, a little tail. And as soon as there's a little tiny breeze, they begin to move. And a nice breeze and sound comes. Nice sound comes. The Mother Yasoda, Lala, this is peepal tree. And peepal tree is very special, and banyan tree also, because ordinarily we learn from our botany class in high school that the trees, they give off oxygen in the daytime. That's why it's so dangerous that we're cutting so many trees down just for nonsense activities, ugra karma. They're our lungs, we're killing the whole planet. And at night time, they give off carbon dioxide. The peepal tree and banyan tree, they give off oxygen 24/7. Very special trees. In fact, even in front of the old BBT building in LA on Watsik Avenue, or actually it's like it's on the main boulevard there, a peepal tree growing. Somebody brought one and planted it. Oh, Maya, oh, Maya, what's this little yellow fruit? What's this little yellow fruit on that tree? Mother Yasoda looked, and she said, Lala, this is bear. In Hindi, we say bear. In Sanskrit, we say badri. You see this, like around January and February, when they go on Prikama, especially around February, you see all the little Brishbasi ladies with little baskets, little tiny yellow fruits. Very nice. They taste somewhat like apples, a little seed like a date seed inside. Very nice. Somebody says, oh, Lala, this is badri. Just like that place way up in the Himalayas. We, of course, we have one here. In Braj is also a Badrinath, but we have in Himalayas. Because there's a Badri tree there. Old ancient Badri tree. Because Narayan was performing penances, so Mother Lakshmi was frightened. So she became a Badri tree to give him shade. So Lord Narayan became known by her name, Badrinath, the Lord of Badri. So special. So in this way, asking so many questions, the bullock carts and all the cows were around, looked like an ocean of milk. So many white cows, beautiful white cows. And they were going over the hills, looked like the waves in the ocean of milk. And finally, this beautiful river of beautiful multicolored bullock carts reached the bank of the Jamuna. And they floated the bullock carts across the Jamuna. And the bulls were snorting away, just their hump and their nose was above the water. The steam was coming out. The little calves were afraid, so the coward men put them on their backs like this and were swimming across the Jamuna. And the cows were coming behind. Moo! 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 In this way, they got to the other side and they camped. And then gradually they moved to Nandagram. So this is a pivotal leela. Now, the Gokul pastimes are coming to an end, and other pastimes are beginning. Hare Krishna. So anyone have any questions? Yes. Somebody send Bhakta Mike.
So the group persists. This past time which you described, one would be narrated, two handed. So this would not be explained from these two verses, but you so descriptive and you were so narration was so elaborate. The fruit handed Leela. But in Srimad Bhagavatam it's not there. It's just only one or two verses are there. The fruit handed lady came and
Well, Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest rus, concentrated rus. And Goswamis have taken that rus and mixed it with nectar and stirred it around just like you have orange concentrate, very concentrated, but you mix it with water and stir it around so the Goswamis, they have mixed it and extracted all the rus out of this pastime.
So this pastime was so enchanting. Thank you very much for this. And also, I just wanted to know from you because you are a Brajavasi.
I'm not a Brajavasi.
So, as you mentioned that after this pastime, they all shifted to Vrindavan. So, can you just say that, as you hear that, first they came to Shatikara and then from Shatikara towards Govardhan, where there is a village known as Basoti. So, some say that because they want Basete,
Basoti is where Brishabhanu was staying. When Nanda Baba decided to move, Brishabhanu also decided to move. Because Brishabhanu's capital was there in Ravel. So when Brishabhanu, he also decided to move because Nanda Baba was his good friend. So he stayed at Basoti. And they say that Ral is the first place that Radha and Krishna met, but I can't find any Leela about this. I just heard this. And there's only a Krishna Balaram temple there in Ral, but they say that Ral is in between Chatikar and Basoti, and that's the first meeting of Radha and Krishna. But I don't know any story. Yeah, they stayed for some time. They were renovating the palace before they were in Nandagam. And they renovated the palace and they moved there to Nandagam. Tightening the knot or you're loosening them? Then he told, all right, get out of the way. And then he went off with the ukkal to get it stuck between the two trees. But that was furious. He said, who did this? Who did this, Lala? He said, Maya. His Baldao was so angry, he said, I'm going to burn that person to ashes. Who did this? Who did this? And he said, Maya. And then Baldao said, Maya, what did you do? I didn't do nothing. So there's no other questions? Then we'll fall down at the very soft and lotus feet of that great personality who's brought us this Damodar Leela. Srila Prabhupada Ki.